I'm going to read some verses to you. My question to you is, what do these verses have in common? Jeremiah 31, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Luke 22, Yeshua said to his disciples at his last meal, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. John 3, Yeshua said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 5, Rabbi Paul, cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened. 2 Corinthians 5, if anyone is in Messiah, joined to Messiah, united to Messiah, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Ephesians 4, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Romans 6, we were buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. There's a common theme here. What's the common theme? What do these verses have in common? The answer is newness, walking in newness of life. Those who have entered into the new covenant, this new contract, this new relationship with God, have a new relationship with the living God. They are forgiven. They are accepted by God. They are very close to him. His spirit lives in them. They have a new nature, a new godly nature. They are born again. They have a whole new life. They have a new self. They are a new creation. How do we enter into this new covenant? How do we become new people who experience that new relationship with the living God? By faith, by knowing and believing that Yeshua is the Son of God, the dead yet risen Messiah, Lord and Savior, who right now is at the right hand of God the Father, full of life and power and grace. Then, after we have been saved, redeemed, rescued, delivered, born again, new natured, each day we are to walk in newness of life. How do we walk in newness of life? How do we live in newness of life? Ephesians 4, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. We live in newness of life by renewing our minds. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds. Each day, at the beginning of the day, we remind ourselves that we really are new creatures, a new creation. God has given us a new nature, similar to his righteous, holy nature. Our relationship with sin is different than it was before. We died to sin. Sin is no longer our master. We, unlike the rest of the world, do not need to sin. The Lord is our master, and we are slaves to him, not sin, slaves to right living. We remind ourselves we are new creatures with a new nature. Each day we pray at the beginning of the day. We wake up, we focus our thoughts on God, we talk to God, we ask the Lord to fill us with his Spirit so that we will be close to him throughout the day and have the ability to think the right things and live the right way. Then during the day, throughout the day, we continue to pray. We talk to the Lord throughout the day about the things that interest us. It's such an amazing creation, such an amazing world. We praise him for who he is and what he has done, is doing, and will do. We thank him for all the many things he does for us. We talk to him about the things that concern us. We ask him to meet our needs and the needs of others that we're concerned about. We do this throughout the day. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Messiah's community. We should be doing that every day. We pray that we all love the Lord the way we should and love each other the way we should. We pray that all of us would walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, resist sin, be more heavenly minded, less earthly minded. We pray that all of us would serve the Lord the way we should. God wants servants. That we boldly proclaim the gospel, the good news, the way we should. That all of us would be committed to building Messiah's community the way we should. That is a huge priority for us, building up Messiah's community. Also, at the beginning of each day, we read the Word of God that focuses our mind on God and living in the way that pleases him. Then during the day, we think about the Word of God and try to apply it to every situation we face. Psalm 119, oh, how I love your teaching. It is my meditation all the day. And I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. When we are thinking about the Word of God, we will be close to God and better able to live for God the way we should. If we do these things, we will die the way we need to die, like Messiah did. We will put off the old self. We will put to death the old nature. And we will put on the new self. We will rise to new life, the way Messiah rose to new life. We will live in newness of life, as Messiah is living a new kind of life now. Our lives will bring God praise, honor, and glory, as Messiah's life is bringing honor, praise, and glory to his Father now. Other ways the Bible describes walking in newness of life. Other ways of saying the same thing. Walking with God. Walking with God. Enoch walked with God. He lived with God on a constant, continual basis. He walked with God. Walking by the Spirit. Living in such a way that the Spirit is helping you live. The Spirit is right there helping you live for God. Walking, living by the Spirit. Another way of saying the same thing. Walking in newness of life. Being filled with the Spirit. Another way of saying the same thing. Filled with the Spirit of God. Close to God. God's right there. You're right there. Filled up with the Spirit of God. Being led by the Spirit. So in touch with the Spirit that he's leading you. You're so close to him, you are aware of God's Spirit who is guiding you, leading you, directing you, teaching you. Being alive to God. Paul wrote, you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God. Alive to God. When you're alive to something, you're relating to it, you're aware of it, you're thinking about it, talking about it, involved with it. Alive to God, you're relating to the Lord, aware of him, thinking about him, talking to him, serving him. Alive to God. Seeking God's face. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Pursuing God, seeking him, seeking his presence, seeking his reality. Seek my face. Another way of saying the same thing, walking in newness of life. Abiding in Messiah. Yeshua said, abide in me, live in me, dwell in me. Be there alive, living, dwelling, abiding. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide, live, dwell in me. Another way of talking about walking in newness of life, praying without ceasing. What does that mean, praying without ceasing? Means you're constantly aware of God, constantly talking to him, in touch with him, praising him, thanking him, talking to him, asking him for the things that you need and the things that others need throughout the day, constantly, never losing that connection. Paul talked about praying at all times in the Spirit. Praying at all times in the Spirit. Again, focus on God, talking to Him, praying, enriched, empowered by the Spirit so that you're really there with Him, talking to Him, praying, relating to Him. Fixing our eyes on God. Another way of talking about this close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God on a moment-by-moment basis. Psalm 25, my eyes are continually toward the Lord. My eyes are continually toward the Lord. When Peter was walking on the water, when his eyes were toward Yeshua, looking at Yeshua, he was able to walk on the water. And when he took his eyes off of Yeshua, he started to sink. Fixing our eyes on God, my eyes are continually toward the Lord. Waiting on God. Waiting on God means being aware of God, being attentive to Him. Like a good waiter is attentive to his customers. Like a good servant watches for the slightest signal from his master. He's waiting on Him, attentive, alert. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. Psalms. And this one. For you I wait all the day long. For you I wait all day long. And those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. One more. Loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Your heart is engaged with God. Your soul, your life forces are engaged with God. Your mind is constantly engaged with God. Loving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's what Messiah's resurrection should mean to each one of us. It's not just a historical fact. It was. It needs to be a living reality each day, moment by moment, for each one of us, walking in that resurrection life, that new life, every day, throughout the day, walking in newness of life. This season, when we enjoy the end of winter and enjoy the new life of spring, when we remember Messiah's death and His resurrection and His new life, may each one of us die to our old self, put on our new self, the new godly nature, and each day renew our minds and walk in newness of life. Amen.